So we are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the article, the Avot. You can send questions on the website and selected ones will be asked here.
We see that all the writings of Kabbalah, they either explain to us how about the corporeal reality, which Baal HaSulam writes about in a few of his articles, or they explain to us the spiritual system, which was written about as well by many Kabbalists, and also the connection between this and that, how the person who
teva shu gashmi וצריך להגיע לטבע שהוא רוחני, איך הוא עולה מטבע אחד לטבע?
The person who exists in a corporeal nature and wants to accept the spiritual nature, how does he rise from one to the other? That's essentially the topics we discuss in the wisdom of Kabbalah. And how do we attain this spiritual form that is not perceived by our senses? For that, we have to work on connection between us, and then on top of the perception that we have in our corporeal sensation, in our desires in order to receive, we need to install a new perception of in order to bestow. The spiritual perception, and then how can we juxtapose these two perceptions and work in such a way that all of the corporeal reality will gradually rise all the way to the upper spiritual reality. And the force by which we raise the corporeal reality to the spiritual reality is called the force of Arvut, mutual guarantee. Essentially, it is the main thing that we need to realize between us. This mutual incorporation between all the broken pieces of Adam HaRishon after the sin, how do we bring it back to the state it was in before the sin? Meaning, how do we draw the force of the Creator between us as an addition to all of the shattering forces of the shattering that appeared, and thus we achieve the final correction. Now this force that we need to reveal between us is not like the instinctive simple connection we had before the shattering, but rather it's a force of our vut, which means that each one is included in the others and provides the others with force to keep us together. Let's see what Baal HaSulam writes in this very important article.
Virvut. All of Israel are responsible for one another. This is to speak of the Irvut, the mutual guarantee, when all of Israel became responsible for one another, because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the commandment of loving others in the full measure expressed in the words, love your friend as yourself, as explained in the article, Matan Torah. This means,
what is he telling us here? He tells us that we need to discover between us in our correction, we need to discover the force of our vut, which means this force of mutual incorporation that will dwell between us. And only in this way we come to correction. And for us, it manifests as the force of love, that is in our emotions, meaning that I love the other even more than I love myself. Why is it more than myself? because it says, love thy friend as thyself. But it is explained as being more than yourself. Why? Because we have to rise above the will to receive between us, which does not disappear. It remains, and it exists. But we need to make these ties between us above it. So love covers all crimes. And it turns out that the force of our vut has to be stronger, stronger than everything. The connection that we build above us, between us, needs to be more than we can imagine. That all the good and bad forces, we need to bring them together, and the connection needs to be greater than that. As it says, love thy friend as thyself to its fullest extent. Yeah.
This means that each and every one of Israel will take upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation, to satisfy all their needs, no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs.
So this is the condition, right? It is called Arvut. That I care for the others in order to provide them with all of the opportunity, the possibilities to fulfill their needs in relation to our mutual connection.
Once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, we will do and we will hear,
meaning we will achieve our vut and maintain it so it doesn't stop.
Each member of Israel became responsible that no member of the nation will lack anything.
Whatever he needs in order to exist and maintain the arvut.
Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah, not before.
In this way, when they're in mutual guarantee, meaning they're responsible that no one will lose and fall from this force of connection, then they can receive the upper force from above that will fulfill them, and that is called Torah.
With this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body,
his will to receive, yeah,
and could observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, in the fullest measure.
So he can give 100% of his forces in order to bestow and ask the Creator to make that connection happen.
And give all that he had to any needy person, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body, as he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers standing ready to provide for him.
Okay. No questions for now. Good.
For this reason, they were not ready to receive the Torah at the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but only when they came out of Egypt and became a complete nation. Only then there was a possibility to guarantee everyone's needs without any care or concern. However, while they were still mingled with the Egyptians, a portion of their needs was necessarily given into hands of these savages, permeated with self-love.
Meaning, in a small group, it's very difficult to carry out the condition of arvut, because there are such commitments between them and states that each one is somewhat detached from the others. But in a big society, which is more like a big ocean that that has many different aspects of an interconnected system, they can set up such systems for them that can certainly enable them to carry out the condition of Arvut in full. Kiev 1.
Yes, dear Rav, how to love the friend correctly in order to keep the condition of the Arvut?
We have to achieve connection with the friends in such a way that we begin to feel that we can't live in spiritual progress without connecting between us. That we also need to reach a state in spiritual connection that I can't save myself without this connection between us that leads us towards the Creator. And I see that I can't maintain the connection unless the Creator dresses into us and gives us the strength for that, and His force, because He is one, when He dresses into us, He connects all of us to that form of one, and that's what we need. So, the more we want to see ourselves connected together, and we're moving towards that, and we're seeing that as a goal, and only the Creator can connect us and hold us with His strength, with His force, so that we don't even feel that, like we let's say from 10 bodies or desires, egoistic and separate, we rather become more and more connected to the point that each one does not feel himself, but feels connected to the friends, and we're all supportive of each other, and we're all in a single body, single desire, single intention. And so we begin to feel that we are close to the single Creator that becomes closer to us and unites with us. And that's our work in the Ten. And we need to achieve such a state. We have all the conditions for that. We're given all the conditions from above, and it depends only how we more and more depict it to ourselves and feel that besides connection between us and across the world, between all the created beings, and through love that covers all crimes, with all the forces that appear between us of rejection and hatred, above them, we have to cover them with that force of love between us. Moscow 1.
Да, Рав, спасибо. Если эго это ложное
я. Yes, love, thank you. If the ego is the deceiving me, the false me, so what should a person lean on to build the right intention?
We are advancing towards corrections with the amplified ego that shows itself as separating between us and creating these rifts between us, tears us to pieces, weakens us, fails us, and we go through such states that we can't hold on. And then we understand that these states happen so that we recognize the force of connection and how vital it is, how it enlivens us and positions us correctly towards bestowal and the Creator each time. And that's how we advance. Ask.
Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте.
Hello. It's written here that he's not concerned of his own body anymore because he's certain that around him there's 600,000 loving people that are concerned about him. Meaning the ego is constantly thinking about being taken care of, otherwise it won't stop worrying about itself.
Right. If we are not sure that there are more friends around us, then how can we come closer to correction? I can come closer to correction only on the condition, the assumption that the friends are thinking about connection, that they all want me to incorporate with them. And everyone else also thinks the others are thinking about this, because without these feelings that we receive, especially during the time of descent and despair and laziness and discouragement from being able to connect and no inclination to spirituality, when a person just wants to just lie down and sleep, or even die, that he doesn't see any benefit to the states he's going through and his life, just how to fill it up with in a way that he doesn't feel anything. And specifically from these states, through the force of our vut that exists between us, and the Creator sustains it, through that we reach a state where a person begins to receive an awakening and regains this sense of life, comes back to life. And by that we begin to feel that what I thought before was so incorrect and under the rule of the will to receive of our ego, and I couldn't do anything against that, but now I found a new spirit, new momentum, some illumination that shines on me, and once again I can come to a state where I connect with the friends and I can support them again. And this is how we go through these states of ups and downs, and all that we attain is with this force of our vut. In this force of our vut lies the Creator, and He enlivens it. And by the force of our root, we overcome all the descents, and then we go down and up and descend and ascend. And that's our work. Moscow 4.
Добрый день. Здравствуйте, Рав. С праздником.
Good day. Hello, Rav. Happy holiday.
Заботится о детях, этом животном состоянии.
If.
А в чем...
On the animate degree, animals concerned about its kids, its offsprings. Why should my ego be concerned about the friend? What's the reward for the ego in that?
You receive from the Creator a sense of detachment, a point in the heart which feels that there is a certain goal, and perhaps it wants that goal, but it can't. Or then it can, but there seems to be some sort of an issue with it, right? So This sense of the goal awakens in you, that you want to attain the purpose and the reason for why do you live. And that's how you advance. So it's not like how your mother fills you up with all the necessary things in this world, but the Creator begins to awaken you, and He awakens a lack within you towards a higher level of life. And now you can begin to arrange all your things if you want. Please get closer to that. And I recommend most important, not to let go of our daily routine in life, the daily lesson, daily conversation with the friends, which might be more important than the lesson, and daily scrutiny and measurement, how much am I clarifying the arvut? More than yesterday. Maybe I have less arvut, but more precision in terms of measurement of the arvut. Meaning I've found a few more discernments, additional subtle discernments, and so on.
Okay.
No more there,
PT19.
Says we will do and we will hear. When each one in Israel became responsible for the other members of the nation, and then they were worthy in receiving the Torah. The question, what does it mean we will do until no friend will be lacking anything? What does it mean physically, spiritually?
Because we are in a single vessel that includes all of the parts, all of the pieces of all the souls. Don't look at the faces. Look at the souls. You're not seeing them. But imagine to yourself thousands of souls that you are obligated to bring together. Why? Because by that you compose your own soul. And so you have to be in concern in your thought, not physically, of course, but in your thought you have to care about how connected they are, in your inner desire, in your prayer towards the Creator, in this lack that you awaken. If you awaken the Creator through your lack, so that He brings about connection of all the created beings, to some extent that you're able to awaken it, then you've already done your correction. There are no other corrections. That's the only thing. Because by that you bring back from your end, all the Kli of Adam HaRishon to a corrected state.
So it's in thought, you're saying? To only be concerned in thought, nothing, even if a friend needs help or...
I'm talking about billions of people, all of whom I want to be connected in a single system, as they all belong to Adam HaRishon. Why am I talking about such a large vessel? Because we're in the generation of the final correction.
So what do I need to think of?
So I'm thinking about my 10, how to practically connect with them, then the next circle. How do I connect with all of our world Kli, which is thousands of people around the globe? And more than that, I think about all of humanity that has to be connected in this entire vessel of Adam HaRishon.
So now that every day we have the prayers about the Ukraine and so on, it's also a kind of thought together?
It's a prayer for connection between everyone.
It's a kind of thought when we pray?
Yes, yes.
Can I also ask? So what? Why is it relevant that he writes about the Israeli nation? He constantly writes about that.
Israel means that group who received an awakening during the times of Abraham in ancient Babylon, 3,500 years ago. And it called itself, that group, Israel, Yashar-El, straight to the Creator. And that group prepared a foundation for the wisdom of Kabbalah and the spiritual work that we are continuing.
He writes a lot about the nation, the Ravut. Each one of the nation was asked, what does it mean about us in the last generation?
It's not the nation that we are familiar with today, in the sense of nations in the world, but a nation means a group that has a very clear ideology about its life and its goal.
Right?
Rav, can I ask, a friend that can ask is asking, what's quantity in spirituality? How do you increase it?
There is no amount in spirituality. It's very difficult to explain. There is no amount. In spirituality, there is quality. And we can't discuss qualities, so we are explaining it like it's quantities. But there are no quantities in spirituality. Spirituality is all one. But in order to give some numbers to the intensity of the oneness, then we refer to it as quantities. PT5.
The scrutiny you were speaking about before, about the state of connection, the state of the Ravut. Is it a scrutiny a 10 has to do together, or each one has to himself in front of the 10?
Both, Hanoch, both. Both, together and alone, talk about these scrutinies of how connected we are, how much we lack, and what we especially already have and what we want to attain.
And what we're lacking, how to do it correctly, that it won't sound for some of the friends as a left line.
We are talking about what we're lacking only on the condition that we know how to use it to raise a prayer to the Creator and remain in a state where love covers all crimes. This has to be the condition. Otherwise, we don't awaken the left. Only if we can cover it with the right. Give one.
I want to be more precise. You said we have to scrutinize the Ravut more and more. You also said that if I'm in less of an Ravut, but scrutinized more, so that's better. So how to scrutinize it correctly?
To the extent that we lack incorporating with the friend's desire for connection and adhesion and connection with the friends and with the Creator, and to help him with that and pray to him, pray that it will happen to him. By that, we all begin to feel that we are moving towards the center of the ten. You hear? To the extent that I want to cause the friend to connect with everyone, and I support and push him towards that, and he does that to me, and so forth. And by that, we come to the center of the ten. This is called building divinity. The Shechina. PT 35.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean to be concerned of the friend's needs? Because here he says that he shouldn't be afraid of his body either. So what should I be concerned for the friend?
provide him with confidence.
Every friend has different needs.
No. The friends don't have different needs. The friends have the same needs. Only to achieve our vut, and in it discover the Creator.
By asking for one another from the Creator, that's bringing the Creator to be a guarantor in the connection between us?
Yes, yes.
H10.
Good day, friends. Question. You said that the meeting between the friends is even more important than the lesson. I want to scrutinize that. The second question.
Maybe start with the first question and do it practical and short.
What's more important, to be with the friends or to disseminate? And it'll make me miss out on being with the friends.
Both are important. There's no answer. Next. That's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Now woman internet.
We'll move to women from the internet.
Moscow 8. Does a person who is in Arvut, he acquires the mind and abilities of the Creator?
If we realize the Arvut from one degree to the next, meaning 125 degrees, all of which you rise to by the Arvut. So by that we acquire the mind and emotion of the Creator. The mind and heart of the Creator means our collective mind and heart that we discover in our connection. So each one of us exists in his ego, in his shell, and when we clarify the connections between us, that's already the Creator. The Creator is called the inclusive, the totality, and that's how we attain him, when each one comes out of himself and wants to cling to the others. By that we clarify the Creator. We approach connection with him, adhesion with him, a sensation of him. The Creator exists between us. Come out of yourselves and begin to feel somewhat of the Creator.
WH, Lama kolomed al arvut.
WH, why is everything standing on arvut?
I just talked about it. Because attainment of the Creator is impossible without Arvut. Arvut is the kli. Attainment of the Creator is the fulfillment.
Next.
Arvut is a system of giving and receiving mutually, which are two actions that are hard to do. What can give us forces for Arvut?
Support of the friends. You cannot be a guarantor to yourself, only the friend, even in our world.
Moscow 18, is it right that Arvut is a law that allows you to enter spirituality and is also needed in order to keep being in spirituality and develop?
Yes, Arvut is the general condition of all of the spiritual system.
That's it for now.
All right, Moshe.
So we're continuing. Thus, the portion that is given into the hands of the foreigners will not be secured for any person from Israel, because his friends will not be able to provide those needs, as they will not be in possession of them. Consequently, as long as the individual is troubled with concerns of himself, he is unfit to even begin to observe the mitzvah, the commandment of love your friend as yourself.
Meaning, if a person thinks, how will I be in order to bestow? How will I succeed in spirituality? How will I succeed in love, even? It is nevertheless a concern for himself. And so here we need to pay attention to how much do we want to be detached from ourselves. And so in such a way, to that extent, we will begin to reveal what is the spiritual sensation. Where does it happen within us? Under what conditions? When a person basically detaches.
Rav, how do we scrutinize what we're lacking while still remaining in the state of love will cover all crimes?
Only from experience, only from concern. Start doing it, and you'll see you'll have a lot more questions, but eventually you will discover these things. How to realize it. Next.
Thus, you evidently find that the giving of the Torah had to be delayed until they came out of Egypt and became a nation on their own, meaning when all their needs were provided for by themselves, independently of others. This qualified them to receive the above Arvut, and then they were given the Torah.
Meaning, until they understand that you can't reach any action or feeling in spirituality unless you do it all together. And only under that condition of revealing the necessity in connection, then when they connect, they will be prepared in receiving the upper light. Moshe can't hear you.
If a handful from Israel betray and return to the filth of self-love,
meaning if they center inside themselves instead of being in the others,
without consideration of others, that same amount of need that is put in the hands of those few would burden each one in Israel with the need to provide for it themselves, because those few will not pity them at all. Hence, the fulfillment of the mitzvah of loving one's friend will be prevented from the whole of Israel.
Meaning everyone who falls into the system of the Ovud falls from the system of Ovud, causes damage to the whole system, to the general Ovud, in a way.
Thus, these rebels cause those who observe the Torah to remain in their filth of self-love.
Meaning, if someone falls from the group, or a few people, obviously they cause the whole group a spiritual descent. That's why we have to all watch over each other on the wholeness of the group.
For they will not be able to engage in the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, and complete their love of others without their help. You therefore see that all of Israel are responsible for one another, both on the positive side and on the negative side. On the positive side, if they keep the Arvut to the point that each one cares and satisfies the needs of his friends, they can fully observe the Torah and Mitzvot, meaning to bring contentment to their Maker. On the negative side, if a part of the nation does not want to keep the Arvut, but to wallow in self-love, they cause the rest of the nation to remain immersed in their filth and lowliness without finding a way out of their filth.
Tel Aviv 2.
Tel Aviv 2.
Shalom Rav.
Hello, Rav. During our meetings during the day between the friends, what would you recommend if we feel that they're not so alive?
I recommend that you read the materials we're studying in the morning. That's it.
We do read. We read and discuss the material, but it feels like as time passes and when we meet more, it loses some emotion, becomes very cold and dry. That's what we feel.
That you are becoming cold and dry because you're not working enough in the connection between you and being concerned of awakening each other. That is the work against the ego. And that's it. You have nothing to do. If you don't do it, it'll get worse. Until you'll leave.
What point would you recommend to press? What's the precision here?
First of all, to connect and check every detail in the connection between the friends. Try and be envious of the friends and not to disregard them. Value every friend. And as much as you don't value him, raise your feeling opposite of that you feel. Describe to yourself that without this work, that you are filled with appreciation for the friends, you won't reach the Creator. And at least that, do that every day. And then we'll keep talking.
PT3.
The interdependence that he describes here, that without the Arvut we can't carry it out if not everyone participates, it's something I have to imagine all the friends being in it, or the other friends have to actually be in it? Does it depend on me, on everyone?
All the friends are in this except for you, and you, to the extent that you're not there, well, maybe not completely because the group exists, but to the extent you're not connected correctly with them, you're causing the whole system a corruption. And this corruption is being revealed to you. It's revealed to you.
Is there room, we say that we need to discuss whether we have the Arvut, is there room to actually talk about some expressions of Arvut on part of each of the friend, or it depends on each and every friend, according to how I understand your answer?
It depends on every friend, towards the whole group, and from all these commitments that each one feels, whether in a negative way or in a positive way. So it turns out that in our Arvut, there's always something to correct.
Are there any external expressions we need to check, or it's all internal?
It could be that also with external changes you can cause the renewing of the Arvut between you.
Yeah.
Can there be a friend who feels that the friends are not in Arvut towards him? What should he see as the reason for it?
The cause is him. He could be asking from the friends to help him,
but
he still needs to be the one that starts the Arvut. Also, the group needs to check if they are in Arvut in a general way, and it could be that they aren't, and then they can decide on taking some general action of connection. Yeah. But you have to work on that. You can't just neglect it.
Thank you.
I think the problem is that each and every one, when he invests himself, according to that, he also sees how he falls. Because the fall is a result of investing in your spiritual advancement. Then you start praying and working with themselves, with the group. And in this way, it happens. But that's the whole path. That is the whole way until Gemar Tikkun. And on this path, we don't have Kabbalists that walk with their heads up. They always feel themselves under a burden of corrections and connections, and they're not successful, and that each friend's inclination is greater than him. But the main thing is not to stop, even for one moment, even though a lot of thoughts go through each and every one, it's specifically thoughts of advancement. The Creator advances a person by rejecting him, and the person needs in return to climb to that same height and cry and beg and grab the Creator and not let go, and in this way advance.
PT 35.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean to detach from oneself and live within the friends?
I
have nothing to say. Ask your friends. Ask your friends. Let's see the internet.
Question from Siberia. If the friend himself doesn't want to add commitment to the 10, should the 10 make sure that he does? How do you realize this in the 10?
The 10 has to show everybody, each and every friend, as much as they need the Elvut, as much as they want to advance. And in this way, they advance.
You
need to be concerned that each and every friend will get an impression from the pace of the 10. Okay.
From H1, how can I be a guarantor for the friends on the one hand and also nullify before them?
Yeah, I'm willing in all my forces to be in guarantee to the friends in their spiritual path wherever I can add, and I add in awakening, in participation, corporeal, spiritual, as much as I can. And I hope that in this way I'll also be rewarded that they actually come to help me. Man will help his friend is a must. Without that, we can't advance. The Creator gives his help only in the connection between us for help.
Last question from KBU 9. Will eventually the humanity will take the shape of a billion tens?
Well, let's say so. So what? What's the problem?
Woman Internet.
Women Internet.
WH.
If the Creator sends the person a state that makes the person fall from the system of Arvut, how can you say the person is causing the damage?
Person causes that with his pleas, even though he doesn't feel he's requesting. Our heart is constantly requesting. Next.
Moscow 18. What state does Baal HaSulam call in the article filthy, and how can I see the damage I do to the whole system?
Filthy meaning my will to receive, my egoistic desires that I also connect them to my whole spiritual work. Next.
Moscow 8. How to detach from yourself?
From myself, I can disconnect when I devote myself for the 10, through the 10 to the Creator, and I ask for the Creator. I ask the Creator to connect me in the 10 in a way that there won't be me, just me who is included in the 10. Yeah?
That's it for now.
Good, so let's keep going, Moshe.
Item 18. Therefore, the Tana described the Arvut as two people who were on a boat, and one of them began to drill a hole in the boat. His friend said, "Why are you drilling?" He replied, "Why should you mind? I'm drilling under me, not under you." So he replied, "Fool, we will both drown together in the boat." Meaning, as we said, since those rebels wallow in self-love by their actions, they build an iron wall that prevents the observers of the Torah from even beginning to fully observe the Torah and mitzvot in the measure of words, "Love your friend as yourself," which is the ladder for achieving dvekut with him. Indeed, how right were the words of the proverb that said, "Fool, we will both drown together in the boat."
Questions? None. Okay. Let's keep going. I think they'll read it later on in the article in the afternoon.
Item 19. Rabbi Elazar, son of Rashbi, clarifies the matter of Arvut even further. It is not enough for him that all of Israel be responsible for one another, but the whole world is included in the Arvut. Indeed, there's no dispute here, for everyone admits that initially it is enough to begin with one nation for the observance of the Torah, meaning for the beginning of the correction of the world, as it was impossible to begin with all the nations at once. It is as they said that the Creator went with the Torah to every nation and tongue, and they would not receive it. In other words, they were immersed in the filth of self-love up to their necks, some in adultery, some in robbery and murder and so on, until it was impossible to even conceive in those days to even ask if they agreed to retire from self-love. Therefore, the Creator did not find a nation or a tongue qualified to receive the Torah, except for the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose ancestral merit reflected upon them. As our sages said, the fathers observed the whole Torah even before it was given. This means that because of the exaltedness of their soul, they could attain all the ways of the Creator with respect to the spirituality of the Torah, which stems from their dvekut with Him, without first needing the latter of the practical Torah, practical part of the Torah, which they had no possibility of observing at all, as written in Matan Torah. Undoubtedly, both the physical purity and the mental exaltedness of our holy fathers greatly influenced their sons and their sons' sons, and their righteousness reflected upon that generation, whose members all assumed that sublime work, and each and every one stated clearly, "We will do and we will hear." Because of this, we were chosen out of necessity to be a chosen people from among all nations. Hence, only the members of the Israeli nation were admitted into the required arvut, and not the nations of the world at all, since they did not participate in it. This is the plain reality. So how could Rabbi Elazar dispute it?
In history, it was like that. First of all, the shattered souls needed to come that were less shattered than the others. And from that, we have the groups of Kabbalists that were together in the past, in the ancient past, and then more and more, through the light shining more, awakened more souls in corporeal advancement, and also from those, the purest souls, the most refined, go into spiritual advancement more and more. So it turns out that in this way, the wisdom of Kabbalah has came to a time for revelation. Let's say from 5,000 years ago, in the times of Adam Rishon, until this day, the process is still taking place. But we already see how more and more people came, are coming and connecting. It started from this group of Abraham from Egypt coming back to the land of Israel. That then many people from the nations that were here connected to them, and from Rome and Greece, from that group, the Israelites that were there, they got the way they relate to creation. Only they took it in a way that they took it to Christianity, the Christians, the Romans, and the Greek took a scientific advancement from it. And then these three lines started developing, the Romans, the Greek, and the Israelites. And we'll speak about it more at some point when we have a chance, but until this day, humanity still has all signs of that still. And what needs to be revealed is that we have to make sure that everybody now again connects to one process and reach revelation of the Creator to all. Moscow 6.
Раб, а что такое, что они исполняли Тору до тех пор, пока она была дана?
Раб, what does it mean that they carried out the Torah before it was given?
А Тора, сахаколь,
the Torah was given when they came out of the exile of Egypt, meaning that that group was in the will to receive in order to receive, and when they started coming out of it, As much as they were able to, they weren't. As much as they weren't, they weren't. So that period is called the period of the Exodus of Egypt, coming out of exile, uplifting above the will to receive in order to bestow. And that's it. From then, we already have the group of Kabbalists, whether more or less, that are in a crisis, in a sense, in the sense, but they keep going till this day. Still, in each and every generation, there are a few Kabbalists that continue this process. And you are now connecting to them, and you have an opportunity to correct your souls and reach the general correction of the world. Okay. Kiev 3.
Да, большое спасибо. Вопрос от товарища. Точно так же, как нельзя начать сразу.
Thank you. Question from a friend. Just as you can't start with all the nations, you can't start with the whole tens and ten and start with a few friends. Yeah.
Yes, some are more active, some are less. Max 16.
Спасибо за возможность задать вопрос. Вот мы с товарищами услышали о важности.
Thank you for letting me ask.
Составили групповой вопрос.
We heard from the friends about the importance of the scrutiny, and we built a group question. How can we clarify what's missing in order to attain the goal in the tent?
You're only lacking connection. We are lacking nothing but connection. Then between us and the friend, we can scrutinize what else we're lacking to reach a perfect connection, and each time to ask for the advancement to that perfect state, Creator. Constantly ask from Him, demand of Him, and in this way we advance. Actually, there's nothing except for that.
PT 9.
Rav, he describes some critical mass necessary for the Arvut to happen, like 600,000. Well, what is that?
It's not in quantity, but usually in quality. And just as it was in the days of Rabbi Shimon, or all kinds of other states of the Ari, Ramchal, it's not a matter of quantity. We today are able to get to Ovut in each and every ten. And obviously if we're in many tens and think of that mutual support, so we'll succeed more, quicker and more intense. It's all before us.
What is the addition from connection to Arvut?
Connection isn't Arvut. I don't know what connection is.
What's the addition between connection and Arvut?
The addition is that in Arvut, each one is for the other.
I didn't understand. In connection, also, each one is for the other, no?
No, where's that written? What does it mean, connection? Connection means an external contact with one another, that we have some kind of mutual interests. Mutual. But this mutuality isn't avut yet. It could be that today it's a good connection and tomorrow is a bad one. And tomorrow we're in war instead of peace. And avut means that I, in all my spiritual advancement, am for the other in everything, that we are incorporated in one another. That's the difference. Okay, what I'm asking you throughout the day, repeat these things, please. Also, the previous article that we went through, we finished it, and also this one. Do we have anything else to say, Moshe? please.
Yes, we have an announcement. Dear friends, the Global Social Team invites all the men to participate every day in the Global Prayers at 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Israel time. The women have their prayer at 8:30 p.m. Israel time. And there's also a Zoom open around the clock. Today, the meetings will happen only in Zoom. Everyone who's available is invited, and we'll sing a song.
Caer y tu primavera es mi florecer, tu guerra es mi guerra también, y tu alegría es mi felicidad. Alayla shelcha u alayla sheli, yareach mane gam lecha veli, haemet shebecha zo haemet shebi. הלבן שלך הוא הזכות שלי. Todos juntos en un barco van, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal. Solo juntos, solo juntos llegamos. Kulanu yachad beota sira, ze ani veata. בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. Tu sol es en mi una gran luz, y tu lluvia es como un manantial. Tu casa es un ancla de amor, ese que hay en ti y que está en mí. הכאב שלך הוא הסבל שלי, האושר שלך זו השמחה שבי. Tu miedo es un temblor en mí, y tu mundo es todo para mí. כולנו יחד באותה סירה, זה אני ואתה, בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. Todos juntos en un barco van, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal. Solo juntos, solo juntos llegamos. Kulanu yachad beota sira, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal, rak beyachad, solo juntos llegamos.